Today's share of the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Ches Omud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simen Shin Beis, and we're starting on the top line with Sif Tes. Today is going to be shared mostly in Mishneh Berurah and in some of the Deir Shu footnotes, because there is very little Mechaber and there is no Ramah today. And we will begin, actually, with an introduction, a short introduction from the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed Tes. And the Mishneh Berurah starts off and he says, Hinei kidai levoir es divrei elu hashnei se'ifim tzorich lahakdim hakdoma kitana v'zuhi. He says, in order to better understand this sif and the following sif, he has to give this brief introduction. And he begins as follows. Aleph, hamalabein, the act of whitening, hu me'avos melachos, is an av melachos. It's one of the 39 av melachos that's forbidden to be done on Shabbos. The libun, this concept of whitening, Shayach bein bitzemer is applicable to items, garments that are made of wool, ubein bepishtan, whether they're linen or flax, ubechol shar minim shadarko lislabe, as well as any other type of material whose nature it is to become whitened. The libun, this whitening, mikre bechol dovor, is included in any type of a way, shaderech hatzemer v'hapishtan, that the nature is of this wool or of this linen, lislabein, that will become whiter, via doing this action called liban, whitening. And he points out, and that custom, there was a custom that people would go, and they would go and take the pieces of pishtan, of linen, after they were woven together, and they would place it in the sun, and then they would throw water on it, and that would somehow whiten it. That's also gamzehu bichlal melabin. That's also included in this av melacha of melabin. Vishiro, how much do you have to whiten in order to be over the yisud daraisa of libun? So he says bechut shu aruch arba tefachim. It has to be a thread that is at least the length of 4 tefachim. Again, a tefach is somewhere between 3.5 and 4 inches. So this is somewhere between about 12 or 14 to 16 inches or so. The issue foot number 41 comments. He says, "Af lo niach begid rotuv kineged hamedura b'makom shi'atzel letisbo." He says to even leave a wet garment next to a fire where it could reach the level of yatzel letisbo. Again, we've discussed that previously. That's about 110 degrees Fahrenheit. So we already learned in Simen Shin Aleph she'esh b'kach mishum issa v'labin. That is also included in the issa of whitening over here of melabin. And he says as well, Yesh b'kach ach mishum issa mevashel. There's a potential there for also an issa of cooking, of mevashel, as well as there's potential issa of maris ayin, that people shouldn't suspect shechibsu b'shabbos, that you may have washed it on Shabbos. Furthermore, v'hosif, shimshodcho kineged hamedurah, if you stretch it out near the fire, then it's also to do this ach b'mochum sheneyatzu letisbo, even if it's not going to be that hot because of maris ayin concerns, people aren't going to know the temperature, what you're doing. Likewise, below rak big day pishdon shaderech lanichom bitanur lislavein. This is not only applicable to linen clothing, where it was apparently the way that they would process them to put them in the oven to whiten them, but also el af laniach big day tzemer retuvim samach lamedur, even to put wet wool near the fire. So the Bir Aloch in Simen Shin Aleph also taught us in the name of the Prima Godim she'asu mishum melabin. That's also nisum melabin. And finally, he says, just putting out a garment in the sun. So the Mogen Avraham writes, so it's only going to be over the Yisur Malabin if it gets hot enough that it could reach the temperature of Yatsu Letisbo. Because he says, it's only going to be able to accomplish whitening if it could also be cooked, so to say, at that temperature. However, Rishlomo Zalman Zatzal doesn't understand this, and he writes, it appears to the eye, should beg in mislabin aydeh chama, that a garment can become white in the sun, even if it's not at a temperature of yatzu letisbo. The issue number footnote number 42 brings down lahaniach evkas talc al beged shislache kidei lisfokus hashuman. If you have a garment that got oil or grease on it, and you put some talc on it in order that it should go and clean it, it will absorb the oil, the shuman. So Rishlomo Zalman Zatzal says, also mishum malavin. This is also a part of the issur of malavin. And this is also brought down by the Shelos and Shuvas Arlet Zion. However, he says, histapik imyesh b'zeh mishum chiyav chatas. He doesn't know if there's an issur deraisa or maybe only an issur derabanan. Finally, Deir Shufa number 43, commenting on the shear that the Mishneh Berurah brought down that says that it has to be the length of 4 tefachim to be over this. He says this is based upon the Rambam. But others disagree, and he brings down various shorter shiurim according to the other poskim. Back to the Mishneh Berurah. where he has, again, we're in the middle of Sivkot and Lamites, by the Oz Beis. And he says, the next detail that you need to know is HaMechames Megadim, if somebody goes and launders garments, Hevi Toledes Malabin, this is a Tolda of Malabin, V'chayiv, and is a Chiv Chatos, this is a real Isser over here, Daraisa, even though it's not an Av, it's a Tolda, but practically an Av and a Tolda are essentially the same from a viewpoint of you're not allowed to do them, and the punishment is a Chatos. The difference is, if you do several of them at the same time, how many Chatos would you be Chayiv for? An Av and a Tolda would be only Chayiv one Chatos, whereas two Ovos, or two different Toldos from two different Ovos, would be Chayiv two chatos. Some other differences as well, but not for right now. In any event, the issue foot number 44 brings down the reason why over here that this is only called the tolda of Malavin and not an Av itself. This is especially difficult to understand when kibus, when you're laundering wool or linen itself, that is an Av Malacha. So the Shelet Shuvas Avni Neza brings down Shekivan Shekvar Nasu Bebegid Malachos Hamucharos Beseder Hamlachos LeMalavin. Since when you have a garment over here, there are several other Av Malachos that have already been done before you get back to whitening, so to say. For example, you have Niputz, Tzviya, and Tzviya, all various steps in the weaving and the forming of the garment. So therefore, Ein Kibus Onechshav Eliketolda. So therefore, on a technical basis, we don't say that the Kibus is an Av, we say that it's a Tolda. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'chein Asochaton, likewise, if somebody squeezes out these garments, Shaschito Gamke Mitzorche Kibusu. He says, Schit is also a necessary ingredient, so to say, of the laundering process. V'uadin, the Kibus Shayach Bi'orus Arachin. And he says as well, you can have this concept of Kibus in also in very soft leathers. V'yesh Omrim, Af B'Koshin. And some suggest you can even have Kibus in hard leather. However, the difference is, ach yesh chiluk bein oros lebeged, there is a difference between leathers and other types of garments. The ba'oros, in regards to leather, lo mikre kibus, actually a kibus gomor. In regards to leather, it's not called kibus until it's really a kibus gomor. Ubegadim, however, by clothing, kaimalon de shriyosin bimayim zui kibusan. Just soaking it in water, that's enough to be called kibus, v'chayiv mishum kibus, and you'd be chayiv in that situation, whereas leather, you're not. And this is true when you're dealing with garments, lo shnob begodin levonim, doesn't make a difference if they're white garments, lo shnob tzvum, whether they're colored garments. And this is brought down in the achronim. To understand this better, the issue foot number 45 brings down, ubetam adovish ein omrim shriyaso zeu kibusa b'or. Why don't we say just rinsing it, soaking it in water is considered kibus by or, where it's considered kibus by begodin, by other garments? So af shala achar shiyia ha'or shari b'mayin zon ra b'adei shal yislabein. And he says, this really is hard to understand because if you put leather in water for a long period of time, it will also become whiter. Therefore, he says the reasoning that it's not considered libun just normally by shriyaso, because Shevet Alevi, Ravazes, Atzal writes, Shehol, the Ein Hamayim Choldrim L'Sol Ha'or. It doesn't penetrate into the water, Ela Le'achaz Man M'mushach, unless it's been soaking for a very long period of time. Otherwise, the water will, so to say, slide off. It won't get absorbed into the leather, it will slide off the leather. And as a result, since it doesn't penetrate over here, the Shevet Alevi says, Ein ze begeder meleches kibus. That doesn't fall into the status of being kibus. He brings down from Rav Nissen Karlushit, however, a different reason possibly. He says, maybe this is the reason, like the Shevet Alevi said, or maybe, Mishum she'ein ha'or, misnake aili hashuyoso, kishem shemisnake habege bishuya. He says, maybe it does penetrate, but it still doesn't clean the same way it would clean a regular garment. In any event, he also brings down ushriyas or binozel hamiyuad lenikoi. If you have some sort of a rinsing over here with some sort of an agent inside of it that's like a detergent, so then Ravayashiv Zatzal brings down shadino kikibos. That definitely is cleaning it. That is kibos when you have some sort of a chemical or detergent inside of it. Even though it's not going to get clean for either the reasons that we brought down from the Shevet Alevi or the possible second reason from Rav Nissen Karlitz, he said, nevertheless, because it's now being cleaned also in this detergent, so then it is definitely going to be considered kibus, and this is also the opinion of both Rav Ozner Zatzal and Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita. Now we're back in the Mishnah Berurah, and we're up to Oz Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says, this concept of saying that rinsing it, soaking it in water, that's kibus, there's a couple of opinions in the poskim. He first brings down, and you can see this in the Shaar Tzion Osnum Dalet, this is the Sefer HaTrumah, Yor Zeruah, and other poskim, Yesh Omrim, the Davko Kishyesh Ezer Devar Lichluch Al Habeged, Dashriya Mavir HaLichluch. He says, this is only called over here, kibus, if there's some dirt on the garment, and the Shriya this soaking it, this rinsing it, removes this dirt. Avulim ein shom lichlo, but if there's no dirt on the garment, then va'afilu hushchar machmas levisha, even if it's been, quote, darkened by wearing it, nevertheless, even though you're going to rinse it now, lo mikre kibus ayide shriyo levat, just rinsing it in water alone, and he brings this down in the name of the Rosh, as you can see in the Sharetzion Ostman Hay, that's not considered over here kibus, unless ilo shemiskapsun mamish o shesochet es mimem, unless you really soaking it over here and cleaning it and rubbing it together in some sort of a way that it's really doing kibus mamish, or that you're squeezing it out, and when you squeeze out the waters, that would be kibus. When we call makom, he says also lishosu midrabbanan. Even if it's not inside the rice here, he says you're still not allowed to do this midrabbanan. Why? Gizera shemayov l'slita, because just by soaking it, you may come to squeeze it out. So this is the most makel opinion. Then he brings down, you can see this in Os Nun Vav, in the Shaar Tzion, from the Rashbam and others, V'yesh Omrim, Da'afilu ein aleim lichluch klal. Even if there is no dirt on it, nevertheless, Arinan d'shriyosun hi kibusan, just soaking it, that's called kibus. Ach, however, kol zeh davka im hu derech kibus, that's only if you're doing it via trying to normally clean it, derech kibus. However, avu, if you're wetting it, but the wetting it is done in a way that's actually dirtying it up. For example, your hands are dirty. You wash them in water, and now you want to dry your hands off on a nice, clean, white towel. And your hands are wet. And you wipe them on a towel. If your hands are very, very wet, and when you wipe it on the towel, and when you're drying them off on the towel, this towel gets quite wet. Nevertheless, we don't consider that you're washing the towel by drawing your hands off on it, because this is not called washing it in a way of laundering it. Your dirty hands are now getting this towel blacker, not whiter. And therefore, according to this opinion, even though you're wetting the towel, that's not called kibus over here. We wouldn't say shuyasan zui kibusan. But finally, we have the most machmir opinion, and this you can see in the Shaar Tzion Ost Nun Ches, from the Sefer Yireim Lareim. And he writes, V'yesh machmir mod. There are those that say, even in this situation, that would be called kibus. Shema yomayim merubin. If you have a lot of water in your hands, afilu kishu derech lichloch, and even if it's normally a way to dirty the towel by wiping your hands on it, nevertheless, we say, aminon shriyosu hi chibuso. We do say that this is called laundering the towel by getting your hands so wet. When you put them on the towel is going to be wet. V'yalkein, therefore, Haim Sovrim, this opinion of the Yireim, says, when you have your hands very wet and you want to dry them on a towel, you should shake off the water. You should shake off the water on your hands somewhat. So that there's only a little bit of water left on your hands. You've shaken off or wiped off a lot of the water on your hands. And now, even though it's going to get the towel a little bit wet, that would be permissible. But otherwise not. Now, with this introduction, the Mishnah Berurah says, we've completed the introduction he wanted to give, Yato Novel of Oresa Sifim. Now we'll be able to understand Sif Tes and Sif Yod. So now we can begin learning the Mechaber Sif Tes. The Mechaber says, Mutter Litein Mayim Agabe Minol L'Shachshecho. You are permitted to pour water onto a shoe in order to have the water wipe away the dirt that's on the shoe. Avol Lekapso, but to wipe the shoe actually, which means the hainu, shemeshafshev sido, zeal zeh, to go and take one aspect of the shoe or wipe it on another aspect of the shoe or on something else, that would be aser. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem explains what l'shachshecho means, which I translated as pouring water on it. Rotsu lomar, kishyesh al minol eze devar lichluch, you have some dirt on your shoe, no sin alov mayim, you pour water onto your shoe, at sheyichle halichluch, until the lichluch is poured away from the water being poured on it, zeh nikra shichshuch, that's called shichshuch, and that is permissible over here. However, the Mechaber had said that l'chabso, which means to be mishafshefit, to rub it, with something that is forbidden, that's awesome. And Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Aleph explains, Kiderech HaMechabsin, this is the way that the launderers normally do this. And he says, V'hinei miloshun zeh, from the usage of the word over here, Mashma, the stam kibus, b'minol, afilu isura leka. Again, from the way that the Mechaber used his language over here, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that there really is no isser of kibus over here by the minol. However, he brings down in the Bir Halacha, Tibra Maskel Zeal Zeh, the Mashma Midas Harbi Poskim, it's the opinion of many Poskim, that there is an Issa Derabanan af below Shifshuf, even if you don't do Shifshuf, even if you don't rub it. And he says, Afilu Inyan Issa Deraisa, the Berin Kiskus, Dainu Shifshuf, to be over in Issa Deraisa, you definitely need Shifshuf, which is also known as Kiskus. So it brings down Nira Lomar, the Atim Eno Meshav Shezelze, if you don't do Shifshuf, so you may not be over in Issa Deraisa, Rach Shechofev, Heitib Bemayim, but you're pouring a lot of water on it and you're getting off the Lichluch in that fashion, so Medicho Shunaki, Shehenaki, and he's cleaning it to get it clean. This is also called Bechlal Shifshufu. That might even be included in Shifshuf and certainly would be an Issur Rabbanan, if not even possibly, if I understand them correctly, an Issur D'oraisa. You can see further in this Bir Halacha a discussion, as well as a detailed discussion in several of the other Bir Halachas that we have on this daf. It's a very long daf of Bir Halacha, very long Mishnah Berurah. I ain't shun for further details about this very important din. I want to spend the rest of the shir, however, on Dir Shifut number 47, which actually takes up the entire page over here. There are no other Dir Shifut notes. And he brings down a whole bunch of other garments that were not necessarily present in the times of the Gemara or even in the days of the earlier Achronim. And he brings down, but Gadim She'enon Arugim, if you have non-woven garments, for example, Hasuyim Min Nylon, or Mechomer Syntheti, Acher. So if you have synthetic materials, and he says, in this situation, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein Zatzal brings down, Shemiyikra din ein behem kibus. There is technically no din of kibus. Why? Hol v'ein hanozlim nivloim behem. Because the way these synthetic fibers are arranged, the water doesn't actually get into the material itself. It's going in between the fibers. However, Rabbi Moshe Paskins, kivin she'ein din zem afurish b'kadmon. We don't find this din by the earlier poskim, and that's because this material wasn't around in their days. Min haroi lahachmir. He says one should be machmir, velinog behem kidin oros, and should be treating them in the same way that one would treat leather. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, misofek yesh lahachmir, because we're not sure, we should be machmir over here, velinog bibegodim elu ka'oros, and we should treat these synthetic materials, like Ramosha said, as leather. Lefisha sofek daraisu, because if they are in fact capable of having kibos, this could be an issu daraisa, so therefore we're machmir. There's also the opinion of Vayashiv, Zatzal, and Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita. However, the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal brings down Shedinam Shel Begodim Elu Chomer Mishal Oros. He says that it should be even more chomer with these synthetic materials than an or than leather, because Kivan Shasuim Hei Mechumrim Synthetim, since they're made from these synthetic materials, and Halichluch Choder Lesochem Kishem Shechoder Hulioros. The dirt doesn't penetrate into them the same way it penetrates into leather, and therefore they're capable of being cleansed just by Shriya B'mayim. And he says, maybe it's actually even more strict than leather. However, Lemaisa, he paskins elsewhere, Shiniri Yosef, She'ein Begodim Elu Kibbutz Klal, that technically one could agree with Ramosha in his Litzis Havamina, that there is no Kibbutz Klal over here. And there's also the opinion of the Shelis Chuvus Orlu Tzion, that you don't necessarily have to be Machmer over here, the Ein Bodin Kibbutz Klal. He points out as well, if you have some sort of a pacifier, or you have some sort of a stopper on a bottle, and they fall on the floor, so if Shlomo Zalman's Zasal writes, you'd be allowed to go and rinse them off and even to rub them off to get the dirt off, because your kavana over here is not to remove the lichluch that's absorbed inside of them, it's only to remove the dirt that's present on the surface. There's also the opinion of Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita, but he provides a different reason, ayin sham. Can a person use rubber gloves while he's cleaning off dishes? So Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita brings down Shein Bekachia. So there is no concern over here that you're going to clean off the rubber gloves. Shekiv and Shein Kavonas Hamishtamish Ben Lechapsim. You're not intending to clean off the gloves. You're intending to protect your hands from the hot water or the soaps or whatever it is that you're cleaning off the dishes with. And therefore, Ein Pulazu Nechsheves Kimlechas Kibos. So it's not called a problem over here of cleaning the gloves. However, Dayin Weiss Hatzal and Shelis Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak is not so certain about this. And he says that only a person who has some sort of pitzoyim biyodayim, he has some sort of eczema or some other illness on their hands, that it's going to be difficult for them to wash the dishes without gloves, such a person can use gloves. But the person should be careful not to rub the gloves together after the dishwashing is done. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal further adds that there is no din of ruchitza in regards to paper. Paper gets ruined by water, so therefore it's not a din or a concern with kibbutz. And finally, what about cleaning a person? Removing dirt from a person. So the Shibboleth Halakhit actually says, She'ein bo mishum issa malavein. However, he brings down from the Sefer Tal Oros, Shemidivri HaMordechai, one could suggest, She'issa malavein noeg af benikud gufa odom, o bali chayim. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal paskins that that's not the case, and we in fact do not hold that there's any sort of libun by a human being. With that, we will conclude today's shiur.